Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Oh, I am coming to you live from the island of Key Largo in the Florida Keys, where we have Hurricane Ian, which is going to be passing on by late tonight, early in the morning. Oh, no more blue skies. It is gray and windy and really rainy, but we are safe and we are grateful, and I am here to help you get the day started right, sis. I have a really awesome devotional for you today, and I can say that because it's not from me, it's from God. I just get to be the vessel that delivers it. But before we get to that, I want to invite you to be part of something that is just so darn cool. Like, I am amazed that we get to be part of this. I've talked about it a few times. Maybe you've heard about it. Our mission retreat, our Big Life mission retreat, is coming up very soon. In just 3 more weeks, we are going to Oklahoma for a mission together. And we have partnered with an organization called 99 Plus One. And what they are doing is taking kids that have aged out of the foster care system, and they're giving them their first big girl, big boy apartment. Did you realize that here in the States, when you age out of the foster care system, if you were never adopted, if you don't have a family to go to, you're basically on your own, and it happens quick. And the statistics show that these kids, if they don't have someone to care for them, they're going to end up in prison. They're going to end up on the streets. They're going to end up addicted. And so 99 Plus One is this family that has this complete passion for taking in these kids and giving them an adult place to live, a start, a real future, helping them to recognize their potential and all that God has available for them. I am in love with their mission. So that is why we have partnered with them. They are transforming an old, rundown, abandoned nursing home into studio apartments for 13 girls that will eventually live in this home. And we are starting with 5. And our mission is to come in and fully furnish, deck out, and decorate their studio apartments for them. And when I say deck out and decorate, I mean, this is not hand-me-down dollar store stuff, okay? This is the stuff that dream rooms are made out of. That's what we are giving them. And so we have a team of 40 women that are coming in for this mission retreat to just transform their little studio apartments in this old abandoned nursing home and make it into just a safe haven for them. What special young ladies that have been chosen by God, and we get to bless them and invest in them. So we would love for you to partner with us in this mission. We need your help, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. We need your help to make this happen. And here's exactly how you can help, regardless of where you are. All you need is the Amazon. And you know you have it. You know you were probably on it already today. And that's all you need. So if you go to the Amazon and you type in your search, baby registry. Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this. You go to the search and you just search like you were searching for a TV or whatever you would typically search for. You type in baby registry, and it's going to pull up a page that says search for baby registry by name. And in the name box, you're just going to put Big Life. 2 words, Big Life. That's going to pull up the Big Life Mission Retreat registry. I know it's called a baby registry. We had to choose between a baby registry or a wedding registry. And I thought baby registry. I mean, hello, hello. We're invested in the lives of these girls. So there you will find our entire registry of everything we still need to deck out and decorate these rooms. So, for example, you could go on and for $38, you could buy a gorgeous wicker pendant light for one of the girls' rooms. You could buy, for Allie, she needs a shower curtain. For $12, you could buy the shower curtain. Juliana needs some towels. For $28, you could buy her towels. You could go in with some partners and for $400, you and some partners could buy the mattress for each of the rooms. Oh my goodness. Okay, so there's this option on Amazon that you can contribute to the gift. So that means maybe you don't have $180 to purchase a bed frame, but you're like, you know what? I want to purchase a bed frame for these girls. I want to be part of this. And so you ask your girlfriends or your workout group or your coworkers or your little community of some sort. You say, hey guys, for $180, we can go in together, girlfriends, we can go in together and buy this bed and we could each contribute $35 and boom, we've bought a bed together. So you can click contribute to gift if you see some larger item that you don't necessarily have the money to purchase yourself, but you could contribute any amount of money. You could contribute $5 to buying a mattress or a microwave or a refrigerator, or framed art for their walls, or a $12 pillow, or a $15 blanket. There are things with all price ranges, and we're gonna need it all to deck out and decorate and furnish these apartments for these girls that have aged out of foster care, and they're ready for their first safe haven, their first home to call their own, to soar in the life that God has for them. Will you partner with us? Again, all you need to do, and share this with your friends because we got a lot of work to do, y'all. Go to the Amazon, type in baby registry in the search, and then it's going to ask for the baby registry name. Type in Big Life, and there you'll see Big Life Mission Retreat. Boom, click on it and shop, and it will ship directly to the mission in Oklahoma. And then we will decorate, deck it out, post videos and photos, and you can be like looking at the photos and the videos and be like, I bought that pillow, that rug right there. My girlfriends and I bought that rug for those girls, and you can be part of this. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. What a wonderful mission. We get to give them beautiful spaces. Isn't that what we do good? We do that good. All right. Thanks for letting me share that. I get all fired up about it. Now, are you ready for a devotional today? Oh, this is so good. I'm so glad God chose me to share this with you today. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is A Fresh Anointing. Did you know God has given you something specifically to guide you at this exact point in your life? Did you know what He offers will not only guide you, but it will keep you from going crazy here, girl. It will bring you peace and help you calm your wild, anxious thoughts. It will open your eyes to all He has strategically led you to here to provide for you. However, without receiving what God has for you here, you will be busy beating your head against closed doors, stuck in dark corners with overwhelm and fear, convinced that things will never get better. So what exactly does God have for you, and how do you receive it? If this thing that God has for you will guide you through this, help you to see all you may have been missing, and perfectly equip you to continue on to the good plans He has for you, don't you want it? What God has for you is the anointing of His Holy Spirit. Now, don't let that scare you or confuse you. It doesn't have to be hooky or weird. God's Spirit is simply His power living within you. It is His voice inside of you, His divine wisdom imparted to you. This is where those gut feelings come from, those tingly spider senses, those goosebump moments, that keen awareness and prompting. Honey, that isn't your gut. You're not a spider. Those are holy goosebumps, and it's the Spirit of the Almighty guiding and directing you just as He promised. Remember when Jesus was with his disciples, he personally showed them miracles and taught them lessons. And when his mission was complete on earth, he said in John 14, verses 15 and 17, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you and now later will be in you. If you have asked him, he now lives in you. This is where your strength comes from. This is where your guidance comes from. This is where your peace comes from. This is what sustains you and gives you hope. But maybe you need a fresh anointing of his Spirit today. You need an extra dose of his power. You need a thick layer of his providence. You need a double helping of his peace. So today I'm going to whip out the King James Version of the Bible. Come on, God, tell it like it is. Throw it down for us. We're ready. Are you ready? Psalm 92, verse 10. "But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn." What? Did you hear that? Like the horn of a unicorn. "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." I can't believe what we just read there, y'all. Did the Bible for real just talk about a unicorn? It darn sure did. I knew they were real. Do rainbows come out of their butts? Do they have little light purple eyes and a continual little sassy grin on their face like they're cute and they know it? Well, actually, the psalmist is using unicorn to refer to a strong, fierce, wild, untamable beast. So he is saying, God will make me strong and unstoppable. And how will God do that? God will anoint him with fresh oil. Oil represents the power and presence of God's Holy Spirit. Samuel 16:13 says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David." So oil represents the power and presence of God's Holy Spirit. An anointing simply means to be chosen to receive. And girl, just in case you were wondering, you have been chosen to receive. You are anointed. And today we ask for a fresh anointing of God's Spirit to guide us, empower us, strengthen us, and fill us with peace. Go ahead and ask him for your fresh anointing today. You don't have to run on yesterday's strength when he is offering a fresh supply here now. Yes, he guided you yesterday. Now receive new guidance today. Yes, there was power flowing through you and power over you before. And now you can ask for a fresh supply just for this day. Most of us know the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." A few verses into the 23rd Psalm, we read that this shepherd of ours anoints our head with oil. Oh, wait now. Okay. Oil represents the presence and power of God. Anointing means just chosen to receive. Jesus is offering this to our heads. Yes, poured right over our anxious thoughts and our troubled mind. If you've ever studied the work of a shepherd, you've heard of their devoted care to their sheep. Well, in the summer, sheep are tormented with nose flies. These little flies will invade the sheep's nose to lay their eggs. And to rid themselves of the torment of the flies, the sheep will beat their head against a hard surface. Yes, beating their head, trying to make it stop. Is that you? So frustrated? So overwhelmed? So at your wit's end because nothing you do seems to be working, beating your head against the wall here. Now, because of past torture and misery, at the first sight of a nose fly, the sheep will become restless. They'll run away and often become lost. When a sheep gets lost, they always get themselves in trouble. They get trapped, they get stuck, and they can't help themselves. And once again, is that you? What happened to you before has you forever on the run, always thinking you're under attack, certain anything that is remotely good right now could quickly turn to disaster, waiting for the next shoe to drop. And as you run, you miss the green pastures and the still waters you so desperately need. And you run on paths you were never intended to be on, paths that lead to traps, paths that lead to ruts where you run back and forth and back and forth, eventually creating a hole where you get stuck. And there you are unable to help yourself. Oh, girl, your shepherd has something for you today. The shepherd will pour oil over the sheep's head to ward off the flies. That's what the oil is for, is to ward off the flies. The oil protects them, it calms them, and it helps them to see the green pastures and the still waters that he has led them to. It calms their worried thoughts and eases their anxious minds. Ah, it's the oil of their shepherd. And it's oil they keep needing, oil they need applied fresh. The shepherd doesn't just apply it once. He applies it every time it is needed, a fresh anointing of oil. Come receive your fresh anointing of oil, sis. You've been under attack. You've been tormented long enough. It's time for peace. It's time for green pastures. It's time for still waters. It's time for you to stop running in worry and fear. It's time to be rescued and get unstuck. Your good shepherd has a fresh anointing of oil for your head to cover your thoughts, to restore your mind, and bring you peace here. This oil is God's presence. This oil is God's power. This oil is God's Holy Spirit, which finds its home within you. Be supernaturally guided by him. See things you've never seen before. Be strengthened with divine strength today. So Lord, we are here today to receive your fresh anointing. We cannot do this on our own. We need your Spirit within us, covering our minds, guiding our thoughts, restoring our perspective, empowering us to change our attitude. Pour out your oil on your girls who are gathered to receive it today. Is that you? You're gathered here today to receive that fresh anointing of oil from your good shepherd. You need it. It's here for you. Let's receive it. I would love to pray for you today. Come on and join me right now. Hey, God, good morning. You are so good to us, and we're so grateful that you have given us a new day of life. We thank you for your personal care and attention over our lives. And I thank you, God, that we can come to you to receive that fresh anointing of oil that is your Spirit at work in our lives, your power unleashed in our lives. And we need that new today. God, we're just going to boldly ask for a double helping of it today. We need you. Lord, calm our anxious thoughts and our worried minds. Calm us. Pour that oil right over our heads. Help us to get the right attitude. Help us to see the things that we have been missing. Help us to calm down and receive the provisions you have for us right here. Fill us with peace as we trust you, as we come in close to you, our good shepherd. Thank you, God, that you didn't just leave us here to try to figure this thing out on our own, but your Spirit lives within us. Help us to realize that is your Spirit in us, and it strengthens us, and it guides us, and it empowers us. And I thank you for it. I know I didn't do anything to deserve it, but I'm just here asking for a fresh anointing of it today, God. Thank you so much for it. Thank you for choosing us to receive your Spirit. Thank you. Lord, I lift up every single soul listening to this today, wherever they're at in the world, whatever they're going through. I pray, God, that you'd just be right there with them, that your hand would be over their lives, God, that you would bless them, that you would protect them, that you would provide for them, God. Show your favor, your goodness, and your mercy. Thank you so much for this new day of life. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friends, it has just been such an honor to share this day with you. And I know that I threw down a lot in that devotional, but I hope that maybe you take some notes and you just receive everything God has for you. Have a beautiful day of life. Don't forget, go on to the Amazon, search Baby Registry, type in the name Big Life, and go shopping today for those girls getting their first ever studio apartment after foster care. I know that's a mission you want to partner with. Come on and join us. Let's go shopping for them. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day of life. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the big life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.